This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hoping all of you are doing amazing today and your day and your week is off to a great start. Y'all don't know this, but before I kick things off, before I say welcome back, I am always rapping, singing, or cracking jokes on this microphone. So before you hear, hey girl, hey, like before I'm cued in, I am always just doing the absolute most on this microphone. It always gets edited out. Maybe one day I'll keep it in. I don't know, but just a little behind the scenes. That is why you can hear me almost laugh before I start each episode because I am doing the most before we get started. But anyway, happy Monday, boo. We are officially in June and baby, I don't know where the time has to be, but she's going somewhere. When June is here, summer is here in my mind. And I know summer doesn't technically start until June 21st, I think. But June 1st in my head just marks the beginning of summer. I know that sounds crazy, but y'all, time is flying. Like we are halfway through the year. Wow. I also wanted to say thanks for the DMs, emails, and sharing your stories about times when you perhaps took the wrong dosage of a substance that you took for the first time. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back a few episodes. But I laughed so hard at some of your stories. Some of y'all shared pictures and it was hilarious. I am so glad that I was not alone in my experience and y'all were standing with me in solidarity. But if anything, just glad to make everyone smile with that story. Some of you asked, would I ever do it again? Absolutely not. No. Immediately no. No. I don't care if Jesus came down and asked me to do it. No. It's a no for me. We need to smile as much as we can, y'all, and just keep finding the things that bring us joy. Now, I cannot stand when I'm walking somewhere and some random guy is like, smile, sweetheart. Oh my God, y'all, that drives me nuts. So I won't tell you to smile today, sweetheart, but I will say, find something today that brings you some joy and hold on to that joy this week. We get new listeners all the time to the show, and I know because they reach out and email, and I just want to say welcome, boo. Welcome to the girl chat. There's some guys here too, but we love them. My name is Ashley. Some people call me Ash. Some people call me Hey Girl Hey or That Girl with That Podcast. And I am the host of this show. I don't know how you found us in the midst of the 1 billion other podcasts out there, but I am so grateful that you did. If you love it here like we do, please be sure to leave us a rating and a review. This is how we stay cool in the podcast world, and it also helps other people find the show. But again, grateful that you are here, boo, and I do hope that you stay a while. I don't know if Snapchat is still quote-unquote a thing for some people, but I remember it was the go-to app back in the day. Y'all remember that dog filter? I know you do. I wore that dog filter out, okay? But over time, I started using my Snap as just like a private journal, if you will. Like I would take snaps of things that were happening in my life, or I would share stories or just thoughts that I had, and I would save them. I would never post them. But now Snapchat will remind you, like 5 years ago today, you made this memory. And because I used to do it so much, I have a lot of memories. I was lying in bed the other night and I couldn't sleep. I was restless. So I was just on my phone and I opened up Snapchat. Lo and behold, I have a memory from 5 years ago around this time. So I open up this video and it is 2017 Ashley. And I am talking about how frustrated I am about my job, how I've been applying to all these jobs so that I can move away from Chicago, and how I'm just praying to God for help. And it feels like He is not listening. So of course, it goes on to the next set of videos and months passed, and I finally get a job interview at this company in LA. And I had just started this podcast in 2018. And I document myself after every interview that I have. And in each video that I'm recording, I'm saying, please God, just help me get this job. Help me get over this hump. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Just help me get there. And then I say, God, please prepare me for what I'm praying for. Now, let me just say this first. I am not a pastor, a priest, and I don't know all there is to know about faith. And yes, I talked about taking edibles one episode and then felt the need to pray on the very next one. However you may feel about that, please understand that I am not perfect, nor am I trying to be. When I talk about God or tell y'all a scripture or two or talk about my walk with God, it is mine. I don't ever want anyone to feel disrespected or offended because of my beliefs, because that's certainly not my intention. I'm also not trying to preach to you or change your beliefs or your values. They are yours, and I respect that. But for those of you that may share some similar beliefs or identify with some of the same values, I am just sharing what and who God has been to me in hopes that you may recognize who and what God is to you. When you say something like, God, please prepare me for what I'm praying for, do not be surprised when you actually start getting prepared for what you're asking for. I truly believe that God will change your life to accommodate the blessings that He has for you. But in order to accommodate for those things that you want, He has to move some things around in your life, make changes, remove some things, stretch some things, put you through a process to make room for them. A lot of us pray and we want things to happen in our lives, but when our lives start to shift and we feel that change and we feel that stretch and we feel like we're losing certain things, we'd be sitting here crying, asking God to fix it. Like I used to pray, Lord, please help me move to LA. Please help me get this job. But then those rejection letters started to come and it looked like it wasn't going to happen. And I was starting to get depressed because I hated my life and I hated the way my life was going. And in the same breath, I would turn around and ask God to make it stop. Please, God, I can't handle another no. Please, why do I have to watch everyone else live out their dreams? Why not me? Please, I'm doing everything that I can. I'm doing everything that you asked me to do, and I'm just not getting there. But all the while, not recognizing that I was being prepared for what I asked for. Sis, if you are currently being stretched or your life is in the process of change and you're like, what is going on? Why is this happening? Why do I feel this way? What did I do to deserve this? Instead of feeling awful and sad or angry or over it and ready to give up and throw in the towel, instead of sitting in your frustration and wanting to be everywhere else than where you currently are, maybe you are being prepared for what you prayed for. Maybe you are being prepared to share your life with another person. Maybe you're being prepared for the big business you've always wanted, Maybe you're being prepared to run a team. Maybe you're being prepared to be a mom. Maybe you're being prepared to change someone else's life, because we all know the things we go through are not for us. The testimonies that we have are not ours. They are for someone else. So while, yes, some days are great, but a lot of days may seem awful, change your perspective. And instead of asking God, why me? Ask God, why not me? When we pray, we say, I want to be the one that brings generational wealth to my family. I want to be the one that breaks the trauma cycle in my family. I want to be the one that is a homeowner. I want to be the one that owns a business. I want to be the one that does things differently in how I raise my children. I want to be a great mom. I want to be the first author. I want to run this company. I want to be the one that changes other people's lives. I want to be the one. Pick me. Sis, you have been picked, but you must be prepared. Believe me when I say, I had to come to understand this too. And there are still days to this very day where I have to remind myself that I am in a process, that in my darkest hours or hardest times, that I am being prepared for what I asked for, that I am being prepped and molded and shaped into who I need to be to fully embrace, to fully accept, to fully appreciate the blessings God wants me to have. If you need to be sharp wherever you're headed, sis, then please believe God will sharpen you before you get there. If you need to be tough, then He will toughen you. If you need to be more loving and accepting, then there will be some challenges that you may face where you have no choice but to be loving and accepting. You feel me? So instead of living in your troubles, praying for God to end it, trying to run and jump to the other side of it, breathe, sis, and just walk straight through it. Obstacles are how you grow. Process is how you grow. Challenges are how you grow. And a lot of us want to change and evolve into the next best version of ourselves, but we forget that those obstacles, that process, those challenges is what's going to get us there. And I know you're like, but Ash, like, I don't deserve this type of obstacle, you know? I don't deserve to feel this way. I don't deserve to go through this specific situation. I'm not perfect and I don't get it right all the time, but I do try to be a good person. I don't deserve to keep going through these type of things. And you know what? You're absolutely right. You don't deserve it. You don't deserve to wake up feeling frustrated. You don't deserve to miss out and watch everyone else live the life that they want to live. You don't deserve the diagnosis. You don't deserve the trauma. You don't deserve feeling like you've been forgotten. You don't deserve to feel unloved and unworthy. You don't deserve to feel sad or anxious or depressed. I agree. You don't deserve it. But you do deserve the life that you dream of. You do deserve to experience new and beautiful things. You do deserve to be loved. You do deserve the resources. You do deserve to know what it feels like to change someone's life. You do deserve to share your testimony. You do deserve a family, a partner, kids, a book, a house, a business, and whatever else you please. But no friction, no growth, sis. No friction, no growth. No challenges, no wins. No obstacles, no victories. We cannot have one without the other. And instead of letting the process defeat you, you defeat it. And you take it in stride. And you get comfortable in the discomfort. Because if I have learned anything, it is that God is precise. You are precisely where you need to be. You are precisely who you are. You were created precisely in His image. You are precisely in this moment right now, in your car, walking, working, or at home. There was nothing lucky about you. Everything was planned precisely. So rest assured, sis, that you are being precisely prepared for the things that you've been praying for. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.